Turn to Joshua chapter 24 for the reading of the Word of God. Joshua chapter 24. Right here we find the very last chapter of the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 24. This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the reading and expounding upon it. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and their judges and their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, from ancient times your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and to Esau I gave Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt by what I did in its midst, and afterward I brought you out. I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And you came to the sea, and Egypt pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. But when they cried out to the Lord, He put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your own eyes saw what I did in Egypt. And you lived in the wilderness for a long time. Then I brought you into the land of the Amorites who lived beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand. And you took possession of their land when I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and he sent and summoned Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I was not willing to listen to Balaam, so he had to bless you, and I delivered you from his hand. You crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the citizens of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Thus I gave them into your hand. Then I sent the hornet before you and drove out the two kings of the Amorites from before you, but not by your sword or your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities which you had not built, and you have lived in them. You are eating of vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served which were beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did these great signs in our sight and preserved us through all the way in which we went, and among all the peoples through whose midst we passed. The Lord drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for He is our God." And Joshua said to the people, "You will not be able to serve the Lord, for He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after He has done good to you." The people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." And Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen for yourselves the Lord to serve Him." And they said, "We are witnesses. Now therefore put away the foreign gods which are in your midst and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and we will obey His voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be for a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. Thus it shall be for a witness against you, so that you do not deny your God." And Joshua dismissed the people, each to his inheritance. It came about after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the territory of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim on the north of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, and had known all the deeds of the Lord which he had done for Israel. And now they buried the bones of Joseph, which the sons of Israel brought up from Egypt at Shechem, and the piece of ground which Jacob had bought for the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. And they became the inheritance of Joseph's sons. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him at Gibeah of Phinehas, his son, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim. That is the word of the Lord. May we receive it with faith and love. Well, here, gathering Israel together by tribes, similar to chapter 23, he gathers Israel, the elders and the leaders, as representatives for the rest of Israel. And the Lord tells Israel, their leaders, through Joshua, their history. From the time of Abraham, when he still worshipped other gods before God had called him, to that current day when Israel has rest from their enemies in the land promised to Abraham. And over again in the short history, we are given a great picture of the Lord, and Israel is given a great picture of their God, that though Israel sinned, the Lord is a God who is full of grace. He's full of power. He's full of mystery. He protects. He provides for his people. And following the history of how the Lord brought Israel to its current place, all that he has done for Israel, Joshua calls the people to commit themselves to the Lord. Because of who the Lord is, what he's done, all these things they have just recounted, and it says here that they remembered all these things that the Lord had done. Because of these things, they are to commit themselves to him. Because he's the God who is true. He's the God who's done great things. He's the God of power. He's the God of salvation, a redeemer of bringing them out of Egypt, giving them the Ten Commandments, and over again, his abundant historical goodness is given to Israel. Well, what else could one do? What else could Israel do in the midst of God delivering them delivering them from their enemies, and so many enemies, over and over and over? What else could we do? Having a God who delivered his very own son over for us to save us from our sins and to redeem us, just as he redeemed Israel out of Egypt from bondage to slavery. Could we not? The only thing that we can do is believe in him and give him our whole self as a living sacrifice to him. Joshua is calling them to faith and faithfulness in the Lord God alone. All the other gods must be avoided. All the other gods that Egypt worshipped, and they in some sense served there, and then all the gods they saw along the way of these peoples that they came in contact with, they had to cast them out. Even their own gods of making the golden calf, of taking what God told, like Achan, under the ban not to take. All these things that were worshipped, they have to be cast out, and they have to worship the Lord alone. Because God is a jealous God, and he is to be worshipped alone. And so here we're being called, as Israel is called, to commit ourselves to the Lord and worshiping him alone, and to cast out all our idols. That we would not worship our family, or our work, or our money, or our possessions, or the list goes on and on. Music, games, or cars, or vehicles. We're not to worship anything but the Lord. And that's what Israel does. They commit themselves to worship him alone. They say, "We will serve the Lord." And Joshua responds in verse 23. So put away your foreign gods which are in your midst and incline your heart to the Lord. Israel makes a covenant promising, verse 24, we will serve the Lord our God and we will obey His voice. A witness. They have a witness against them as well. The stone which was there should be a reminder, not just to them, a witness to them, but it's a witness against them. That if they break the covenant promise that they just made to serve the Lord and obey His voice, then they will be judged. That judgment at the end of verse 23 that we looked at last time, that God will kick them out of the land. That God will be a faithful God. And similarly to Israel, we have a history of the church, history all the way back to Israel. We have our own personal history of how God brought us out of sin and death and brought us into a marvelous light. He's shown Himself to us and we believed. And now He's saying, commit yourselves to the Lord. All the things that the Lord has done. All that He's done for you and providing for you. Remember? Looking back on your own life, He's provided for you every second of your lives. Right? Because you're still here. He's provided, He's protected you. You're still here. He's protected your souls. If you're believers in Christ, you're still believers in Christ. He sustained you by His love and His power. And so the call here is to worship God alone and serve Him. There is no other response. There's no other proper response. And then at the end of the chapter, we see the details of Joshua's death and his burial and the recount of Israel's faithfulness during the time of Joshua and those elders that were there with him at this time. He was speaking to them, their faithfulness, Israel's faithfulness during their time, which we'll see after that time, they will be unfaithful when we get to the book of Judges. Now let's pray. Father, we thank You for You are a great God, a God of power, a God of provision and protection, a God who is our King and reigns and rules over us and conquers all Your and our enemies, even sin. And just as You brought Israel out of bondage and You brought them into the promised land through many trials, trials of their unfaithfulness, You remained faithful. You delivered them from their enemies. And just as You will always deliver us from our enemies. Though we might die in our bodies, You continue to keep our souls. And you describe it as you hold our souls in Your hands. And You'll never let them go. Because You're a God who will never leave us nor forsake us. You're a God Your goodness and mercy is always towards us, as it says in Psalm 23. That goodness and that mercy will always track us down, always searching for us to bless us. And Father, we pray that as we have seen You, we've seen You in our history of our lives, the history of each other's lives as the church, that we would be a people who worship You alone and put off all other gods. That You, in Your Son Jesus Christ, would take up the complete room in our hearts. And that we would not allow any other or any other thing to take a dwelling there. Lord, cause us to serve You alone. Lord, we thank You that You are the one who preserves the church for all the generations past. You've preserved us for many, many centuries. All the time of its existence, You've preserved us. And we pray that You would continue to preserve us through the Word of God preached, through prayer, and through the sacraments. that communicate all which communicate the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Prepare us for the days in which we are tempted to turn from you, that we would be quick to repent of our sin and turn back to you. And we need you in every moment. We need our Savior and your Spirit to strengthen us against the evil one and against sin and against our own sinful nature. Clothe us with righteousness, that you would be given all glory and you would be worshipped by all, that all would bow the knee. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.